This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Two suicide bombers and gunmen attacked crowds of Afghans flocking to Kabul's airport Thursday, killing scores of Afghan civilians and at least 13 U.S. troops. At least 15 Americans and scores of Afghans were wounded in the attacks, which took place at the Abbey Gate of the airport and a nearby hotel. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden praised the troops who died and said the United States would not be deterred from its mission by terrorists.
We will not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation. I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the killings on its Amaq News channel. Biden promised the United States would retaliate.
We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
The administration has been widely blamed for a chaotic and deadly evacuation that began in earnest only after the collapse of the U.S.-based Afghan government and the Taliban's takeover of the country. More than 100,000 people have been evacuated so far. An offshoot of the Islamic State group was behind the deadly suicide attacks in Kabul. But who exactly is ISIS-K? AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The group is known as Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. It formed along Afghanistan's mountain border with Pakistan about 6 years ago, with several hundred disaffected Taliban fighters who regarded the Taliban leadership as too moderate. They now consider each other enemies. ISIS-K has carried out a wave of attacks targeting civilians, including a deadly assault last year on a maternity hospital in Kabul. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said Thursday more than 210 people were killed in several days of ethnic violence in Ethiopia's tense Oromia region last week. The state-affiliated but independent commission said 150 people were killed by gunmen affiliated with the Oromo Liberation Army, a rebel group. The commission said in subsequent days, some residents carried out ethnic-based reprisal attacks, killing more than 60 people and triggering a further exodus of civilians fleeing the violence. In a statement, the OLA denied responsibility for the attacks. The head of the World Health Organization, Africa, has called on countries with good supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to share doses with countries who have fewer shots. Matshidiso Moeti, the WHO's Africa director, said 13 million doses were administered in the past week, three times more than the number of shots given in the previous week as donations of doses increased from developed countries.
With international solidarity, we can protect those at highest risk of COVID-19 in all countries in the world. I also encourage African governments to ramp up the readiness to utilize these vaccines when they arrive.
The WHO Africa expects to vaccinate 10% of the continent by the end of September, but that remains a drop in the ocean on the continent home to 1.3 billion people, where the Africa CDC says only 2.4% are currently vaccinated. New Zealand has reported 68 new community cases of the coronavirus, the largest daily increase since April of last year, as an outbreak of the Delta variant continues to grow. The government put the nation into a strict lockdown last week as it tries to stamp out the outbreak, which has grown to a total of 277 infections. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Thursday she is confident the lockdown is working and preventing steeper rises of infections and a wider geographical spread of the outbreaks.
So while we've had a number of new cases today, that gives you a bit of a sense of the patterns that we are now starting to see, and that overall lockdown is having an impact.
Ardern also announced that more than 3 million doses of vaccines have been administered since the vaccination program began. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose for the first time in 5 weeks. The Labor Department reported Thursday jobless claims edged up by 4,000 to 353,000. The weekly count has fallen more or less steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.